Welcome, gifted viewers, to today's Science and Spirituality, featuring Dr. Teresa Ibis of the U.S., a physicist, alchemist, Kabbalist, co-founder of the Universal Kabbalah Network, and founder of Indigo Bridge in Service, or IBIS. Dr. Ibis is also trained as a Celtic shaman and advanced ritual master of the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light in the lineage of King Solomon.
Interest in going into science was really driven by a desire to understand this vast universe that we live in and to know like how it works and what's going on out there beyond our lives here on planet Earth.
Teresa Ibis has a PhD in physics and specializes in the fields of sacred geometry, true alchemy, and personal growth, among others.
So it was really a moment of inspiration that I would say was more of a spiritual experience that actually led me into the field of science to really understand how this universe works.
In 2004, Dr. Ibis founded Indigo Bridge in Service, which conducts seminars on a variety of topics, including personal empowerment and self-mastery, and offers mind-body-spirit self-help products. She also teaches accelerated learning techniques to help clients enhance their learning efficiency and expand their potential. Her last name is also an acronym for Indigo Bridge in Service and refers to her work with the spiritual beings known as Indigo Children.
These children perceive differently, and their biochemistry sometimes is operating differently, and their minds work differently. And I think that they are a marker of humans evolving, like our consciousness is evolving.
Dr. Ibis next describes the physics research that led her to explore spirituality.
As I was studying physics, it was, especially in the more modern physics theories, it was really giving me that look into the fundamental building blocks of our world. I have a PhD in physics, and my research spanned many different fields through that process of pursuing the PhD, everywhere from neutrino physics to atomic physics to nanotechnology, to crystallography and crystal chemistry. And my dissertation work ended up being in working with crystals and the information of patterns of defects that are stored within those crystals.
Working with laboratory-grown synthetic crystals as templates or models, Dr. Ibis' research team found that defects are fundamental to crystal growth, that under certain conditions, screw dislocation, a particular type of defect, is necessary for this growth, and that these defects are propagated or transferred through crystal growth.
And what I was doing personally was testing a theory on the origin of life that said that life started with information templates stored in crystal defects before you had biologically relevant molecules take over in that information template. Mm-hmm. For genetic information. And so we were testing whether or not this theory had credibility. We discovered that information does transfer through crystal growth, and that the information stored within the defect patterns was non-random, which was a new discovery. We showed that it was based on the crystal symmetry and the structure of the crystals themselves. There was information stored in there. Crystal growth is very complex, and so it's very hard to control. There's a lot of mutation that would also happen in the pattern of information stored within those crystals. Mm-hmm. And so it really would depend on the conditions more that were happening in the early prebiotic life on Earth.
Wow.
While pursuing her PhD, Dr. Ibis was immersed in physics research for 80 hours a week and came to feel that her life was out of balance and something fundamental was missing. She then realized the need to incorporate spirituality into her life.
I started getting all these books, like physics and spirituality, like the Tao of physics, science and consciousness, like really wanting to find something where I could blend what I knew to be true scientifically with what I felt and intuited to be true spiritually. Mm-hmm. And I wanted something that where the two worlds could meet rather than feeling like they were having to be kept separate. I found my way through that process, starting off more with the new science and some of the crossover between quantum mechanics and consciousness studies, and then went deeper and deeper and deeper. Ultimately, it led me into the study of sacred geometry, mm-hmm. where we can see there are a certain fundamental set of patterns and shapes that are in nature and that are used to build up this universe. But the sacred part of it is bringing the meaning back in. What are those shapes and what is nature communicating to us by using those particular patterns? And then how can we know what those patterns are and then embrace that and use that in our own creation?
Given her diverse background, Dr. Ibis has written extensively for a wide range of publications.
Written articles for the Alchemy Journal. I have an essay in Using the Whole Brain, which was related to some of the work by the Monroe Institute that shows the synchronization of the hemispheres, and when we can move into a whole brain state, this is when we can learn more and when we can process more information. And then I, of course, have a number of publications in the more scientific journals.
When we return, we'll learn more about Dr. Teresa Ibis' views on blending science and spirituality and her knowledge of alchemy. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. To Science and Spirituality, featuring Dr. Teresa Ibis, physicist, founder of Indigo Bridge in Service, and co-founder of the Universal Kabbalah Network, who teaches, conducts workshops, and speaks at conferences. Through her PhD work on the growth of crystals, Dr. Ibis realized that her life's mission was to unite spirituality and science so as to help others better understand themselves and the universe.
Sacred geometry, I was led into the study of alchemy. So I ended up reading a book on the Emerald Tablet, which mm-hmm. is the main foundational formula that alchemy is based on. So this is not about turning lead into gold, unless we take that lead into gold as a metaphor for taking anything in nature and at a base level where it's got impurities and defects and things that we'd like to clear away from it. And then taking that thing and transforming it into a more perfected state where we've cleared out the impurities and we've made it more perfect and brought it to a heightened level where it embodies more subtle energy and is vibrant and alive with that spiritual essence as well.
According to Dr. Ibis, much work in the field of science and spirituality involves esoteric theories and so is not readily applicable to our everyday lives. For example, the observer effect principle in quantum mechanics states that the observer and the observed are intimately interconnected. Thus, an experimenter's act of observing determines what he or she ultimately sees.
For example, if I want to look at an electron, if I set it up to see it as an electron, as a particle, mm-hmm. then my experiment will show, yes, it is a particle. But if I set up my experiment to see it as a field of energy or as a wave, then my experiment is going to show, yes, it's a wave. So your consciousness is intimately connected with the state of that energy, whether it's a wave or a particle. Classical mechanics will say that we can predict everything and measure everything to exact certainty. Mm-hmm. But quantum mechanics is you can't do it and be exactly 100% certain about the state of that matter. And that uncertainty gives room for our own consciousness to affect, you know, the matter and how it shows up. Traditional science don't translate that into consciousness and your thoughts being able to affect things at a macroscopic level, which is very mechanistic. In the new science field, you know, a lot of theories, a lot of good concepts that were there, but there was a real lack of, let's bring it into more practical realm. Science is based on testability, right, and practical experimental results where you can take those theories and verify them. If we really want to accomplish anything within the more mainstream scientific theory to really reintroduce spirituality and the effect of consciousness, we need to bring this to a testable level.
U.S. writer Lynn McTaggart is a well-known figure in the area of human consciousness research. In her writings, such as The Field, she pushes the frontiers of science with respect to the study of human thought and intentions, and reports on researchers studying unseen forces like intention at the experimental level. Other authors are also reporting on such experiments, which support the idea that consciousness and the body are essentially comprised of energy. For example, in her book Infinite Mind, U.S. scientist Dr. Valerie Hunt shows that the energy of the human body can be measured.
So we're not just about biochemistry and particles and matter. We have energy within our own system, and this is where we can start bringing both consciousness and precognition and intuition into the realm of testability. One of the things that I want to do is to create the bridge to bringing more testability to that realm of science and spirituality. And I believe that alchemy is how we can start. The alchemy is an art and a science of how we can speed up our own evolution or perfect nature.
Wow.
Whatever level we want to apply it to. Just like the laws of the universe and the forces of physics and so forth, they're just there. That alchemical pattern of transformation is a part of the universe. It's just there.
Right.
And our process in alchemy is to understand what that pattern is and to work with it actively and to then use it and test it and experiment with it in our world at a very practical level. Ultimately, I think the goal would be to spiritualize matter, to bring our material world into a more elevated state and create heaven on earth, for example.
From physics to alchemy, Dr. Teresa Ibis explores the fundamental rules of life and the universe and reveals esoteric knowledge out of her passion to benefit people in all aspects of their lives. We thank Dr. Ibis for sharing her personal journey and perspectives on physics, quantum mechanics, and alchemy. For more information on Dr. Teresa Ibis, please visit www.universalkabbalah.net/IBIS. Inquisitive viewers, we appreciate your company on today's Science and Spirituality. Please join us next Monday for part two of our program featuring Dr. Teresa Ibis, who will discuss the seven stages of transformation and how they can be applied to one's personal life and to various scientific disciplines and technologies. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May your life be blessed with heaven's love and light.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/SS.